Bob Regnerez of Feed Stories, Part 1. This is a series of a conversation that we had with Bob Regnerez. You're really going to enjoy it. You can watch all the other parts of it over at bjpchats.com, and you can see everything else that I'm offering, my book. You can have me as a guest on your podcast if you're interested on being a guest on this podcast or the other ones we provide. Or if you'd like to have me as a speaker at your event, go check all of that out over at brianjpombo.com. Now, here's the show. Coach Bob Regnerez is the co-founder of Feed Stories, a digital marketing expert and the author of 5 books, including the 4th edition of The Ultimate Guide to Facebook Advertising. Bob, welcome to Brian J. Pombo Live.
It is so good to be with you, Brian. Looking forward to a lively conversation today.
Yeah, it's a good deal. I like to jump into these things without a whole lot of research in general. But the issue is that I already knew who you were because I'd seen you around. I knew that you had co-authored this book and that I'd seen your name around probably for years because I think we have ran in similar circles.
Yeah, so, that's probably likely.
Yeah. Tell me, we'll get into the details as far as where you're at right now eventually, yeah. But tell me, how did you end up where you are?
Yeah, well, I guess I took a little bit of an indirect approach to being an entrepreneur. I was a programmer by trade. I went to college, you know, studied computer science, studied business. I had a dual degree, and I ended up working for a large corporation out of college doing programming on mainframe computers. That's the computers that take up a whole room. Did that, worked at a couple different corporate jobs, and I met a guy at one of my gigs who was there on contract. And like, I was an employee, he was on a contract. I thought that was interesting. He kind of made his own hours and he was making, you know, I mean, he wasn't getting benefits from the company, but it felt like he was making more money than me doing kind of what he was doing. So I became friends with him. And eventually I went on my own with him and was doing some contract work. I worked for TransUnion, the big credit bureau. And that was about 1998. I really got the bug for the internet. And obviously 1998, we're going back a few years. Internet wasn't what it is today, right? So, but I was a coder. So I actually developed my first e-commerce website. I built a shopping cart for a business from scratch. And by the way, there's still a client today. Like there's still a client. So it's pretty awesome. But we launched that thing in 98. And it was pretty funny. The business owner who I'm friends with is like, this is great. You know, we're getting orders like in the middle of the night, you know, when we're closed. It was a big deal. He's like, how do we get more people to the site? I said, oh, that's not a big deal. I know exactly how to do that. And of course, I had no idea how to do that. So that's where I dove into the world of internet marketing and direct marketing, discovered Dan Kennedy and Perry Marshall and all those things. And I really became a student of marketing. And I shifted from being a technology person to a marketing person. Just kind of felt really comfortable for me. It felt like the next step. And I felt like I could provide more value to the marketplace. So I think it was a pretty good decision. I've done a lot of training and you know, work with clients over the years. But yeah, I mean, I've been in the business now 22, 23 years, written some books and helped like thousands of people. So it's pretty cool. I really love the paid marketing, like paid search. I got really good at Google, and then Facebook was just the perfect media for me because I really love telling stories. We can dive into that a little bit, but I've been doing Facebook advertising and coaching for people now since 2013. Has some really great successes over the years. So I love the predictability of paid advertising, like put in a dollar, make 5, make 10, you know, whatever the case may be. Never really got into SEO, never understood it, was too frustrating. I like the predictability of paid advertising. So that's what's been paying the bills and what people have been paying me for over the last 2 decades, and really proud to keep rocking on and teaching people all the cool stuff that I learned.
Wow, that's fabulous. How do most people find you? How do they come across you and end up becoming clients?
Well, I'll tell you, excuse me, there's 2 things that I've done that have been really powerful. Actually, 3 things in my career. The first thing is writing books. There's nothing like writing a book to establish yourself as an expert. I think it's even over my shoulder here. Let's see. Yeah, the first book I wrote was called Big Ticket E-commerce, and I was encouraged by a friend of mine, Victor Chang, who's a amazing consultant, helped me put that together, and that's what I used to grow my first seven-figure agency. So that was great. Now, when you write a book, you get clients, but you also get speaking opportunities. So the second best thing I've done in my career is speak from the stage. That's how I've got influxes of clients. And then speaking also applies to what we're doing right here, is I frequently speak on webinars and podcasts, and those three things really are what drive people coming in. So, you get people that buy your book, people that hear you speak. My calendar's full because I'm putting it out there. I'm doing the work every day, putting the content out there, developing relationships. We get a lot of referrals too, of course. But that's how I grow, is really just putting myself out there as an expert, sharing what I know, inspiring people, and that leads to business.
So we've had quite a few discussions on this show about a lot of these items, about writing a book, about doing speaking. And so that just from your perspective, what is the real value if you were talking to someone that's never written a book before and is looking to become, they're looking to stand out more and become more well known? What do you think are the main advantages to writing a book?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Number one, writing a book really establishes you as an expert. I mean, quite often the book leads, it's like a ticket, right? It's like it's I wrote another book called The Best Business Card on the Planet. I mean, it like literally opens doors for you. So, to be interviewed on podcasts and things like that, I guess it's a little bit easier these days, but like getting interviewed for television or radio, like they wouldn't even pick up the phone unless you had a book. Like, well, if you're an expert, where's your book, right? So I think even though the publishing industry has changed to some extent and a lot of books are self-published, I think it's still an amazing positioning tool to be able to put yourself in a book like that. And I think the other thing it really does is it forces you to really focus in on what are my superpowers. I'm not going to go write a book about Google display ads or Google search these days. I can write a book about Facebook because I do it day in and day out. I'm helping my business partner write a book on getting, videos that sell because that's what we do day in and day out. Putting your knowledge and your superpower into a written format is really powerful for you, the entrepreneur. It like helps you really understand, like, I do know this stuff, right? It's a validation for you. But to be able to communicate it effectively, write narrative around it, tell stories about it really just solidifies your foundation as an entrepreneur, as an expert, as a credible person. And I still think it's one of the best steps you can take. Now, you don't have to write a 350-page book that Entrepreneur Press publishes. You can write a 125-page, 150-page book, 20, 25,000 words, maybe even less. That helps establish you. I think it's reachable for anybody that's serious about serving clients or setting themselves up as an expert.
Oh, that's fabulous.
For full conversations, go to bjpchats.com.